Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
American Redoubt, the safe haven and refuge where Christian patriots, God-fearing, liberty-minded citizens are strategically relocating to the inland Pacific Northwest. It's already a conservative bastion. It is a refuge. And that is where those who are increasingly finding themselves in occupied territory are looking for a solution. We have the solution. Those who are prayerfully considering strategically getting out of areas where they are increasingly facing hostility and oppression toward their views and their values, their traditional American Judeo-Christian values, are under attack. And the American Redoubt is Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and the eastern portions of Washington and Oregon. We did a communications exercise, which is why I was not available last week. I apologize for that. It's not that we didn't try, but we were doing a disaster communications exercise with Ameron Corps over in central Washington, just this side of the Cascades. So we were still in the American Redoubt, but it was a grid down training exercise where we simulated no internet, no cell phones, and guess what? Where we were in the remote location that we were set up, there really were no cell phones and no internet. So I thought it was going to be all clever and have my hotspot with me and my mobile broadcasting set up. No internet. So we just ran through with the exercise. We Charlie Mike'd. We continued the mission. And my faithful producer Patrick threw on a previous episode from a few weeks ago. Hope you enjoyed that. But don't be alarmed. Everything's fine. We did good and learned a lot, and we're going to be doing more. I want to help get you guys included in that. We're headed for some very troubling times in our country. We have a lot of enemies that want a piece of us, and they are specifically developing weapons systems and programs for disrupting our communications, our internet, our power grid. And right now, at this point, they theoretically, it is estimated now at will, they could flip the switch and throw us into the dark. And that would make us extremely vulnerable. So on the AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, which is actually a nationwide radio communications network, we train and practice regularly. So that's what we were doing last weekend. I'm going to be talking more about that because we've got a big nationwide disaster preparedness exercise coming up in August. Most of you have heard about that. T-Rex 2015, that's Teotihuacan Readiness Exercise of 2015. You can go to amron.com to learn more by clicking on the video there, the T-Rex video. That will give you a really good overview about the purpose and the goals and intent of that training, and also how you can get involved. It is your own personal training exercise that you can do with your family or with your group, your church group, your retreat group, militia, your by yourself, whatever. However you want to do it, it's up to you. But simultaneously, we will be running a nationwide communications exercise where we will be passing situation reports, intelligence, news, developments about the situation. It is all a made-up scenario, of course, but many of the components of it are realistic and plausible. So I want to invite you to check that out. I'll be talking more about that next weekend at God and Country up in Marble. And lots of great things going on. Lots of really what a time to be alive, isn't it? I mean, my heart was heavy this week. I was grieving for my country. The Republic has fallen. But You and I, brothers and sisters, we were born for the time that we're in. Okay, we have a mission at hand. We have a purpose, and the Lord has a destiny for us, and He has something that He's calling you to. You feel it. It's tugging at your heart if you're not already involved. But now is the season to be involved. And we'll talk about different ways that we can do that. Hopefully you've been enjoying the series that I've been doing over on Radio Free Readout on Sunday nights, the podcast version. We are in the middle of, got broken up last week, but we're in the middle of a series called The Coming Underground. And if there wasn't a manifestation or the manifestation for the need, the necessity for it, I think this week just probably, hopefully, unveiled for many of you the reason and the purpose for the need to start thinking about the future underground. We'll be talking about that a little bit today. Tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on Radio Free Readout, the podcast, and then, of course, from here on out, we're going to be covering these issues. So welcome to all of you joining us in our AM 630. That's 630 kilohertz on your dial AM and all around Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho. And thank you also for spreading the word for those of you on the live streaming. And hey, something else too that came up. If you're listening to the live streaming and it's skipping a lot, sometimes the stream, you're outrunning it. So on your streaming player, just click pause and just go get a drink of water, go to the bathroom or something like that. Give it like 30 seconds to kind of like catch up or pile up. And then click play again, and then it'll normally just be smooth from there on forward. So, little helpful hint. Write this number down, 1-877-999-7684. That's a toll-free number, 1-877-999-7684. That's the number to the studio, and we're going to open up the phone lines a little earlier in segment two today because I'd love for you to weigh in on this discussion. We are in trouble in our country, and we're going to talk about some of that, some of the details. We're going to talk about how the separation of powers, one of the principles of our government, one of the pillars of our government, is crumbling, and that's the concept, the principle, the whatever you want to call it, of the separation of powers. And now we have the Supreme Court elevating themselves at the level higher than God. Actually, they outrank God now, if you just ask them. So lots to cover. So let's go ahead and let's start covering some of this stuff. In the news and commentary from AP, UPI, and the major American networks, the news is next on Radio Free Readout. You guys remember that you're stationed overseas, they had AFN. They always opened up with that. From AP, UPI, and the major American networks, the news is next on AFN. That's the Armed Forces Network. Well, I put a little Radio Free Readout spin on it. In the international news, Alerts USA has been doing a really good job of staying on top of some of the growing threats. On the 26th, just yesterday, out of the United Kingdom, MI5, that's their CIA equivalent, security service raises terror threat levels to severe, saying that an attack is highly likely. U.S. citizens are urged to maintain a high level of vigilance. As you know, ISIS is responsible for influencing, at the very least, multiple terrorist attacks in Tunisia, France. Where was the other one? It's probably in my notes right here. Someone beheaded a worker at a French, but a U.S.-owned manufacturing company over in France. Well, they got their hands on an American. I was talking to somebody about this week, and you know, this might be just the time that we're living in. Be prepared to instantly and immediately go into combat with anyone who is within arm's reach from you. You're going to see an increasing number of spontaneous random acts of violence in close proximity. Standing there at the grocery store, and the ISIS-influenced radical jihadi behind you in the line decides, I guess this is the time to do it right here, right now. And there you are, fumbling through your wallet to get your ATM card out, and he snatches you, and next thing you know, you get a knife to your throat. So situational awareness, be aware of what's going on around you, and who cares what they say about profiling? It's your life. So just don't be a basket case and a nervous wreck. Just be vigilant. That's all. Be vigilant. And don't sit there and try to think about how you're going to respond when you instantly come under attack. You must instantly respond. So it's a different world. It's a brave new world. Thanks, Obama. France raises its security alert level for Rhone Alps region to scarlet, which is the highest. They don't use red. They're French. They use scarlet. Warning of risk of major attacks using non-conventional means and causing major devastation. U.S. Embassy in Paris is warning American citizens and interests in France to increase security awareness and vigilance. Potential earlier attack is part of a larger plot. Now, Alert USA is monitoring the terror attack on American-owned gas factory near Lyon, France, where there were also several explosions besides that beheading. The DHS and the FBI are warning law enforcement of increased terror threats, a terror threat environment in the run-up to July 4th. So they're urging people to increase security. They're asking DHS to increase security at the transportation hubs, landmarks, high-profile events, and vigilance is urged. Now, there is a high-profile event that will be at Godden Country up north. It will be probably one of the safest places a God-fearing patriot could be, because there will be probably as many guns as there will be American flags up there. Oh, good stuff. Would be a good high-profile target, but it probably would not work out very good for the jihadis. Vatican City. The Vatican signed a treaty with the state of Palestine, which doesn't exist. I guess they're trying to give it legitimacy. No, what they're doing is they're sucking up. They're saying that it hopes its legal recognition of the state would help stimulate peace with Israel, and that the treaty itself would serve as a model for other Mideast countries. Yeah, I'm sure. They're all going to sign a treaty with the Vatican. Actually, they probably will. So all kinds of spiritual shenanigans going on that we can't see. The invisible warfare that's taking place. This is all part of it. Vatican Foreign Minister Paul Gallagher said his Palestinian counterpart, Raed al-Malki, signed a treaty at a ceremony inside the Vatican. Israel expressed disappointment when the Vatican announced last month that it had reached final agreements with the state of Palestine. They're trying. They're pushing. Wonder what Obama has to say about that. Well, let's go to national news. And we will just put this in the latest edition of the Chronicles of the Death of America and the never-ending globalist quest for building the 21st century utopia. New York Times and others are reporting, out of the People's Democratic Republic of California, that's occupied territory, as those of you living there already know, school children in California would be required to be vaccinated, shot up with chemicals and other great stuff, unless there is a medical reason not to do so. Under a sweeping bill approved by the state assembly on Thursday, then the measure would end exemptions for personal and religious reasons. No more can you say we have religious objections to this. Not going to happen. So much for the religious liberty that was fought for by our founding fathers. Religious liberty is just basically, that's just a bygone, a thing of the past. It's a relic of what used to be America. And one that they're trying to sweep under the rug. They want to just make religious liberty just kind of go away. And they're making it go away because, well, Christians are just not willing to get in the fight. They're all comfortable, fat, dumb, and happy. Everything's good. Doesn't affect me personally. Well, unless you live in California. The legislation would make California the largest state by far with such requirements for childhood vaccinations. A guy from the, what was this? The CDC, public health officials hope that other states will follow California's lead. I'll bet they do. Follow their lead right off the cliff, right into the Pacific Ocean. They said, we hope and expect we will be a model to get us back to where we should be. That's their opinion. Not shared by all, definitely not this listening audience, which is the case of measles and other preventable diseases do not need to be something we live with, said State Senator Richard Pan, a pediatrician who wrote the bill. I would say, first of all, the measles, how many people got that last year? It was a drop in the bucket. In fact, I'm not even sure anyone died from it. But what if they did? It was far outnumbered by people who fell off ladders or were killed in car accidents. And not to mention egalitarians. We're not going to fall for any argument about how many lives it'll save or about how much better off we'll be. Things we shouldn't have to live with as long as you continue to endorse and embrace and fund and promote the murdering of babies. I mean, you have no argument. Your arguments are shallow. They're hollow. They're meaningless. They agitate me to no end about if we could just save one life. How about sealing the southern borders and stop introducing diseases that we eradicated for the most part, almost entirely, some entirely, from our nation through our immigration program, which doesn't exist anymore except in name. The duplicity of these people. Here's a story from the Thanks Obama category. You guys already knew about this. This is what has been weighing heavy on all of our hearts, right? This is going to kind of lead into what we're going to talk about today. The White House was glowing in rainbow colors after the Supreme Court's decision to legalize same-sex marriage across the country. This is literal. Go, you Googleize it. Type in White House, gay, rainbow, anything. Google images. And they literally have our nation's capital adorned and glowing with rainbow colors. The hijacked symbol that is the symbol of God's covenant with all of mankind, never to destroy mankind again by flood. He made that promise to us and set the rainbow in the sky so every time we see it, we'll remember God's promise to us. Because in those days, people were evil. There was pure evil everywhere in sin. And it was in their thoughts continuously. And God destroyed the earth and all of mankind and then promised never to do that again using a flood afterward. The very symbol that they've hijacked for sin and evil that they prance about. Now our nation's capital is covered in that hijacked symbol. If that is not an act of ultimate defiance, if you could say the proverbial flipping God the finger, and to think that that's not going to go unpunished, God's wrath does not sleep forever. Before we go into the break, I want to read to you from Jeremiah 32:32. Because of all the evil of the sons of Israel and the sons of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger. This is God speaking through Jeremiah. They, their kings, their leaders, their priests, their prophets, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they have turned their back to me and not their face. Remember, if the people would turn, they would turn to God and repent. Well, they're not turning their faces to God. They're turning their backs to God. And that's what's happening in our own nation. He says, though I taught them, teaching again and again, they would not listen and receive instruction. But they put their detestable things in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. Now we have taken this nation, which is a blessing from God, and all the blessings that come with it, and the very pinnacle of our nation and our national policy. The White House is now adorned with symbols that defile God and that White House. We'll be right back.
Well, if it's all Greek to you, let me clear things up. There is no deal in Greece and no deal on the horizon. Full steam ahead to financial chaos. This is your Saturday edition of Eye on the Economy with me, Fox 519, brought to you by Radio Free Readout. As I read you the news today, it is 6:59 p.m. in Athens, and the 2 p.m. deadline for Greece and the IMF to reach their decision has passed, and now Greece is fully on the path to default. In a very dramatic after-midnight speech, Prime Minister Tsipras announced that Greece would hold a referendum next Saturday, the day after our precious Independence Day. And this vote will make it clear. Will the Greek people want to speak and remain in financial slavery, or will they loose the shackles of a central bank? This is an amazing piece of history we are witnessing, and the first steps into the descent of the collapse of the euro, as well as the beginning of some serious financial trouble worldwide. Many listeners have asked me in the past week, Fox, what does this mean for me? Here's what it means. Nothing yet until Monday. Four things you need to watch for the next week, everyone, that would cause you to activate and review your Teotwaki plans. Number one, Greek banks being closed on Monday at or any point next week. Number two, capital controls imposed by Greek or European banks in the form of withdrawal control and or limiting of electronic transfers of money to safe havens. Three, ceasing of trading of European stocks. And number four, finally, the ceasing of trading in the U.S. market due to serious collapse of the European markets. If you see all these things, and I do mean all of these things, it is time to get your team together and discuss your next steps. Listen again at 8 p.m. this Sunday on Radio Free Readout as I continue to break down the Greek exit and the euro and what it means to you.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's great redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
Radio Free Readout.
We're back in segment two at Radio Free Readout, coming at you with truth, unwavering courage in the face of the tyrants that are growing up before our faces. And they're in our faces. But you know what? We've got to stand firm in the faith, in truth. We cannot back down. We cannot compromise. We are in the situation that we're in right now because we have compromised. We've wavered on our values, on our passion for the truth. So we're not going to do that. We're going to stand firm in the faith. You're going to be able to have that faith restored and rejuvenated if you can attend next week's July 3rd through the 5th God and Country celebration up there. Now, also, I am going to be pre-recording a show because we will not be able to air because we'll not have anybody in the studio that weekend in Spokane. But what we're going to do is something actually is a really cool treat. We are going to be simulcasting from that event, live streaming the entire time. We'll be playing audio files and music and things like that. But we want to be there to be able to do interviews, to catch folks, to record some of the incredible speeches that are lined up with Patriot pastors John Weaver, He's an amazing person. There are pastors who are arranging their schedules to be there, to be in front of Pastor John Weaver. He is just a very rare commodity today in the American Christian Patriot community. He's cut from the cloth that the Black Robe Regiment are from. Also, likewise, in the same category, Pastor Sharam Hadian, Representative Matt Shea. I will be teaching a communications workshop as well, grid down, disaster type communications. We're going to have a booth, and we are going to be live streaming that event. So tune in by going to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the listen tab, and there will be the live listening right there where you can listen to it. And we'll also be simulcasting, so we'll be on low power FM. That's our Black Echo broadcasting program that we have through Ameron, where we have Ameron operators across the country who have low power FM and AM transmitters so they can transmit to their communities in case of a grid down emergency type situation. We will have our Black Echo station up and running on the FM dial, but we'll be keeping the power down. We'll be keeping it all legal until, you know, in a real world emergency disaster, life and limb type of situation, we can crank the power up to save lives. But for training and for something like this, everybody in the area can listen on just on their FM radio dials. And they really appreciate it. It's kind of fun walking around and listening to Radio Free Readout playing, you know, all over this event. That's good stuff. Okay, now we are grieving because our republic faced what One News Now described as the spiritual 9/11 took place today, with our Supreme Court basically establishing themselves as higher than God. And I told you I was going to open up the phone lines. The number is 1-877-999-7684. It is toll free. I want you guys to weigh in on this discussion about what are some of the solutions. I have a few thoughts of my own, but I want to hear from you guys as well. And we're joined by Phil from California. Phil, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Free Readout.
Hey, thanks for having me there, John. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, man, I am blessed. And in the words of a great person that I admire, I'm doing better than I deserve. How about yourself?
Same feelings. I won't take a lot of your time. I just wanted to share a quick story that happened yesterday. I stopped into a Muslim convenience store, and I know the owner of the place, and I'm working on converting him over to Christianity. But anyways, I explained what happened with the Supreme Court yesterday, and something pretty crazy happened. He literally started going off, just flipping out, asking me, where is your churches? How come your churches are not out in the street? This is a command from your God to oppose this. Where are the Christians? And I had to explain to him how the churches in the U.S. are pretty much apostate now. But it was interesting to see that a Muslim in California understood the church's responsibility much more than the churches seem to themselves. So I just wanted to share that with you and your audience.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. God bless. Thanks for calling in, and always good to hear from you. Great stuff. Several thoughts went through my mind when you mentioned a Muslim convenience store. I'm thinking, I don't even want to go there. But anyway, I know what you mean. And, you know, it's true. There is an apostate church, and it's hard. It is hard to witness to especially, you know, a Muslim when they're looking at a silent church. They're looking at a very permissive culture, even among the so-called Christians. And they're just – how can – you know, it makes it so much harder to win them over when you don't see people standing strong in their faith. And you know, we have to be salt and light to the world. And yep. I just, it's so encouraging because there are such a high number of Muslims that are converting to Christianity. But most of that is not happening in America. Most of that is happening in the Middle East, where Christians are being persecuted and the truth is getting out. And there are Muslims that are converting. The underground church is just massive across the Middle East. And it is also encouraging in America for Muslims to expand Islam, which is something that we're seeing. And what's strange is that we're seeing such a strange paradigm, this marriage, if you will. No, I'm not going to use that word. This merging of the same agenda. The same people that are pushing the homosexual movement are the same ones that are pushing Islam in our country. Basically, anything that is counter to our Judeo-Christian heritage, that's what they're pushing. And right now, you've got these two agendas. You've got the Islam and you have the homosexual movement that is being propped up, advanced, promoted by the same leftist liberals and socialist communists and God haters in America. It's just mind blowing.
It really is. It really is. And I didn't know whether or not to call in and share that or not, but I appreciate you giving me the time to share that. It was rather ironic that of all people, he understood the church's responsibility more than it seems
they
like
do. They do. And now, how receptive has he been? Does he see you standing out separate than the church that he's seeing that is basically becoming more apostate and accepting of things that even a Muslim knows goes against the Bible? A lot of Muslims are very knowledgeable about the Bible.
Yes, I found actually that they are. And yeah, he definitely does see me stand out of, is separate from the mainstream Christians that are in this area. They've made numerous comments about that to me, you know, while I've been in there. But it was just a very interesting situation, and you know, keep praying for them and hope I can get them to turn away from Islam. But they're so disgusted with the hypocrisy that they see in Islam that I really believe there's a pretty good shot. So
yeah.
You know, we'll see how it goes. We'll definitely see how it goes. But I don't want to take a lot of your time. I know this hour runs real short, but God bless. Thank you guys for doing everything you're doing, and you're making a difference. So thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. We sure appreciate you being out there, and thanks for calling in. That's just really good to hear from you. So you have a blessed weekend and a great 4th if we don't talk to you before then. So yeah, this is interesting, and you know, there's a lot of great materials out there for ministering to Muslims, and they are winning over. But your faith has got to be real. You cannot serve both God and Mammon. You've got to pick a side, and this is what it's coming down to for us as Christians. And there was an article. Where was this? Let me just find this, because this was actually going to be in segment 2. I mean, I've got so many notes. This is just it's just amazing. But I want to find this for you. I don't want to drag this out. Where was it? Oh, here we go. And this is where One News Now was basically equating this. We have the Supreme Court that are essentially now creating law, going completely against how the Supreme Court was designed in the first place. But in One News Now, Tim Wildman, he says that we're not surprised but extremely disappointed by the Supreme Court's decision. I fear for our country, quite frankly, because this is a spiritual 9/11, I believe. We have said to God Almighty, we don't care what you say about marriage and your definition of what's natural and normal. And he goes on to say, if you look in the scripture, oftentimes when God's people rebelled against him, he turned them over to destruction. Bingo. Christians need to pray for mercy. We don't deserve it. And we need to pray for a revival in the land. You're right. But what do we do if they refuse a revival? What happens if they refuse? Then we need to brace for impact. He goes on to say, no, that was just me speaking there. He goes on to say, I think the next line of defense is religious freedom. We must take a stand for religious freedom in this country and fight back in the courts and in the state legislatures, if not the federal legislature, to uphold religious freedom. Okay, first of all, we already have this. It's called the Constitution. religious freedom is one of the primary causes for the founding fathers to finally decide, after this long train of abuses, that we cannot take it any longer. The religious freedom was one of the primary motives for next weekend, what we're going to be celebrating next weekend. So he says, we need to fight back in the courts and in the state legislatures. And if not, the federal legislature. First of all, the federal legislature is not going to do it. They're sold out. They're gone. They're done. They're broke. We're broke at Washington, D.C. It is corrupt. It is treasonous. Not every one of them. But I mean, there are so much. There are people in Washington, D.C. that are carrying out treason. There are people that are deliberately carrying out an agenda that is anti-American. There are corrupt. There's corruption, or there's the lack of will, or there's too much pressure. We're seeing people that we had faith in cave, which is another reason why we're not supposed to keep our eyes on man. We're supposed to keep our eyes on him above. That's where our true hope is, in Jesus Christ. If you look at man, you're going to be let down every single time. Now, he uses men to carry out his will. So you look for those godly men, those God-fearing men, men that fear God more than man. And those are the ones that you support, you see doing God's will and standing for truth, and they're standing courageously. We cannot do this by fighting back in the courts and in the state legislatures. How's that worked for us? It's like we're grasping for solutions, but you look at the solution in the state legislatures. How many states, 38 states, legislatures passed laws protecting marriage? Courts say, yeah, that's not going to work for us. And then what does the state do? They cave right away, without a fight, without a whimper. That's what happened in the state of Idaho when Governor Butch Otter, we're not going to allow the government to tell us what to do on marriage. Well, Idaho was one of the several states who had a constitutional amendment. It was part of the Constitution, not just a law. And the court said, yeah, that law is that's not fair. That's not good. It's not equality. So you're going to have to get rid of it. Immediately, within hours, the governor and his attorney general turned around and said, okay, tomorrow morning, you guys are going to have to start issuing homosexual wedding licenses to all the county clerks. No fight. There is an event going on tomorrow, today. Matter of fact, as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to clear out the studio. I might even wait to upload this to the Podbean site, the podcast version, until later this evening, because I want to go to this event. It's a Candlelight Fellowship, Candlelight Fellowship in Coeur d'Alene. There's been other events there. You just look it up on the internet, because I don't have it right in front of me. It's Candlelight Fellowship from 1 to 4, from 1300 to 1600 hours today. A gentleman by the name of Trujillo, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Trujillo. He's the author of a book that I read a long time ago. I've talked to several people. I've actually spoken on this. It's called The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate. It is about righteous resistance. It is about saying what you are dictating to us is inconsistent and in conflict with the higher authority. And this is the example that I gave, you know, I was on another radio show this week. I was saying, this is like a parent telling your child, look, I want you to go into that store and I want you to steal a candy bar. But that's illegal. That's against the law. Don't worry about it. I'm authorizing you. All right. It's okay. I'm telling you, I'm ordering you. You have to go in there and steal that candy bar. Now, does the parent have the authority to tell his child to go in and steal a candy bar? No, because it is in conflict with the higher authority, the higher law, right? Okay, it's the very same thing here. And that's what the doctrine of the lesser magistrate is. You have the right to resist evil. You have the right to resist an unlawful law. Just because it's legal doesn't make it lawful, because it's not lawful if it's in violation of the higher law. And the highest law of this land is what? You said the Constitution, didn't you? The highest law of this land is God's law. The Constitution is in compliance, and it is consistent with and not in conflict with God's law. In fact, it was modeled almost all through. You read all the arguments. They use scripture to make the arguments for how the Constitution would be constructed, including our government, the three branches, the executive, the head, the law, the legislative, and the judicial, which is the three branches, just like the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The government of man, the government of the universe. You have the head, you have the law. Christ is the law. We are so in violation of the law. We'll be back in a minute. This is the Voice of the American Redeemed.
Selling author Mark Goodwin. A globalist conspiracy transpires by way of a false flag attack against America's energy infrastructure. Noah and Cassandra Parker witness a complete economic meltdown, which is intentionally triggered by the event. The assault is blamed on patriots and Christians who are rounded up into detention centers across the country. Noah and his friends must take action to prepare for the meltdown and defend against the totalitarian regime, which is gunning for their freedom and, quite possibly, their very lives. Get your copy of The Days of Noah, Book 2, Persecution for Kindle, paperback or audio edition at Amazon.com today.
Benjamin Franklin said, "A nation of well-informed men who've been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins." Those words are so full of wisdom. Unfortunately, to today's anti-American left, black is white and white is black. Up is down and down is up. I am informed and I know and prize my rights. Sadly, to today's socialist elite, quote, well-informed means that you see things their way. I find it interesting that the globalist elitists of today attempt to coerce the masses, and especially the dissenters, by using control buzzwords like ignorance. If you oppose them, you are ignorant, and no one wants to be called ignorant. The implication is that they are enlightened and you are not, which makes you want to fall in line and be like them. If Mr. Franklin were alive today, he would be considered ignorant by the so-called elite. Of course, he would rebut that they are tyrants, and I would stand with Mr. Franklin. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Back at Radio Free Redoubt. Don't forget, you can always contact me at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. You can also check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiofreeredoubt. As a reminder, we will be broadcasting live and live streaming, simulcasting from God and Country next weekend. I want to encourage you to tune in. Just tune in and listen all weekend. We'll be airing several of the great speeches. I'll be doing some interviews, coverage, and it'll just be a lot of fun. We want to invite you to do that if you cannot physically be there. And if you can, hey, we look forward to meeting you guys. I always look forward to meeting and shaking hands with listeners and patriots. And what a great environment. You'll learn a lot. You'll be encouraged. Your spirit will be renewed despite some of the things that we are faced with today. These are challenges. And with God, anything is possible. Remember Joshua and Caleb? All right. Because people are saying, man, oh, man, we're going to be in so much trouble. Hold on. We are in trouble as a nation. But, you know, we're going to get our comeuppance as a country. But God is protecting and preparing his remnant right now. I speak to them all the time. God is stirring people's hearts. He's positioning people. He's positioning leaders. There is a movement afoot that the Lord has his hand in. Be encouraged. You're not alone. You're not the only God-fearing patriot out there that sees what's going on. You just feel isolated because that's how the enemy wants you to feel. You're the lunatic. You're the weird one individual who won't get on board with the program. Right? It's not true. It's a lie. Don't fall for it. And we can do anything. And you know what? When you're in the Lord's will and he's got a plan for you that you will carry out, you're invincible. That is just a very cool thing. Look at David. How many times did he run and hide and duck and, oh, King Saul's after me. He's going to get me. Dude, you have no idea how untouchable you are. You will be king one day. There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's happening. All right. When the Lord's got a plan for you, the Lord's got a plan. He's working right now to preserve his remnant. And people are responding to that. Something's happening. I'm not a prophet. I can't put my finger on it. But I just see the evidence of it everywhere. And it's so encouraging. Despite being grieved for my country right now, I just want to cry. But I won't do that because I'm on the air and I'm a tough guy. But the judge making his decision this week says, no union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. This is Kennedy speaking. He was the head guy who wrote the head opinion piece for the Supreme Court. He said, in forming a marital union, two people become something greater than they once were. That's not what marriage embodies. Yeah, love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. And where do those principles come from? Those are scriptural principles. But you missed the main point of marriage. Marriage is designed by God as between one man and one woman. He said so. He said anything else besides that is outside of God's plan, his original intent, his plan. We get away from that. Bad things happen, just like what's happened to his people. But this is a judge speaking, a judge. What did Jeremiah say? God told Jeremiah to go to the Israelite people, God's people who turned his back on them. And he says, say this to them. This is the nation that has not obeyed the Lord its God or responded to correction. Truth has perished. It has vanished from their lips. And here are right off of the lips of one of our judges who God said, kings and judges in Psalms. He says, kings and judges throughout the world rule with fear and trembling. He said that you are judging as unto the Lord. You are a God servant when you're a judge. So when you make judgments that go against God, I do not want to be in your seat or in your blast radius when the hammer comes down. Unfortunately, this whole country is in the blast radius of what's coming. That's why we pray for his remnant to be protected. The truth has perished in this nation, as national policy. Truth has perished and it has vanished from their lips. I mean, there's scripture coming to life right here in our own country. So what's next? Well, we need to repent. Okay, all right, that's a good idea. But what if you don't? Well, there'll be bad things happen. What? What? Okay, we're getting closer. What's going to happen? Well, bad things. God will remove his blessing. Okay, well, what does that look like? Well, I don't know. Let's look at the Bible. What does it look like when God finally decided this nation's not obeyed me? They've not responded to correction. So therefore, what? What does that mean when the hammer's going to fall? This is what happens. Their lands, their crops dry up. The rains stop. Oh, we're seeing drought in our country. That's probably not related. That's probably totally coincidental, right? We're seeing lawlessness. We're seeing violence. But that's probably all coincidence too. And then ultimately, in the end, they are turned over to their enemies. they wither before their enemies, and their enemies come from all directions. And no matter how much of a fight they try to put up, they wither and they weaken right before their enemies, and the enemies overtake them and take them into bondage, captivity. For, you know, 50, 70 years, 200 years, 400 years, however long it takes for them to start whining and crying about how they screwed up and sorry, God, we won't ever do it again. And then he redeems them. Do you really want to have to go through that process? Because I don't. But thanks, Obama, and all your minions and all the other communists that have helped carry out the communist plank and platform by undermining, destroying the morals of this country, the morals as specifically targeted by communists. It's in all their writings. This is how we take down America. First, we have to destroy the moral base in that country. They've successfully done it. We've helped them. We've allowed it. We got distracted with games and sports and entertainment. So now we're going to face the consequences. Now, Franklin Graham, one of the highest profile clergy in our country, is saying we need to prepare for persecution in America. Now, these are mainstream clergy, spiritual leaders in our country that are saying this. I've been saying this for a long time. Matter of fact, we're in this series talking about the coming underground in America, because it's coming. Fox News commentator Todd Starnes interviewed Franklin Graham this week about the Supreme Court decision legalizing, it's not gay marriage, it's homosexual marriage in all 50 states, which Graham decried because our government is recognizing sin. Not only recognizing, they're endorsing it, they're embracing it, they've made it their passion, just like I talked about this week. It is their mission, and they are deeply passionate about this mission. Their words, exactly their words. He says it will lead to the persecution of Christians and God unleashing his judgment upon America. While it is a sad day for America when the Supreme Court will endorse blah, 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 blah. Okay. That's over at Right Wing Watch. Actually, that's all over the place. It's on Fox News. Watch that interview. It's very telling because you know what? He's dead on. You think you got persecution because you didn't get invited out to the, whatever, your group of workers because you might be a you think you didn't get invited to the party because you're a Christian. So you say, yeah, I've experienced persecution. No, you haven't. It's coming. Why? Because we allowed it. Why? Because we failed to occupy. We are commanded to occupy. Have we done it? No, we've been occupied. Conquered. Why? Because we're not acting like salt and light. And if you are, you're an extremist, fundamentalist, radical. We're supposed to be fundamental. We're supposed to be radical. And you know what? In this world where good is bad and bad is good now, the things that were extreme are now mainstream. The things that were mainstream are now extreme. Get extreme, Christians! The 10th Amendment Center said the power to offer opinion does not equal the power to make law. They did a great job, a great article over here. Go check it out. The 10th Amendment Center talking about this very same thing. The Supreme Court doesn't make law. They offer opinions. The Founding Fathers wanted all – they specifically limited the courts and their power. They tied their hands. They're not supposed to have anything to do with lawmaking. What are they supposed to do with? Well, let's talk about this. Wall Builders, one of my very favorites, and we air this. We air Wall Builders podcasts on Sunday afternoons right before Radio Free Readout comes on. Historian David Barton talked about it, and he said in Jefferson, President Jefferson's inaugural address, in his own words, he said, Thomas Jefferson, in his first inaugural address, went through the presidency and said, the purpose of the federal government is fivefold things. Let me look real quick to make sure I don't have any callers on the line. I do not. Cool. I will proceed. He's listed the five things that the government's supposed to do. Number one, acknowledge and adore God. It's interesting. Jefferson said that they all believe if you don't start with that acknowledgement of God, you don't understand inalienable rights. And he's dead on. They're not alienable. That means you cannot transfer ownership. It cannot be taken. It wasn't given to you. I mean, it's yours because you have a pulse. It's not from the government. Religious liberty comes from being alive. It is a God-given, inalienable right. You couldn't give the right away. It can't be taken away. You might have to fight for it when somebody wants to try to take it away. And people have fought for that. The second thing is for the government to exercise frugality, frugality in spending and power and authority. Be a frugal government. He said, third, restrain the infliction of injury. Government exists to keep bad guys under control. It is not to regulate the good guys. It's to keep bad guys from hurting somebody, which is consistent with Romans 13, despite the fact that some of these bootlicking pastors, the one who tried to get us to comply with the godless tyrant, are trying to mislead people into. He said the fourth thing the government is supposed to do is to encourage entrepreneurship and free enterprise, is to business friendly, and because that's where the prosperity comes from, that's where the jobs come from. He said the fifth thing government should do is to protect property and the earnings of citizens that they consider the money that you earn is your property, and they couldn't take your money. The fifth thing government should do, property. Okay, we got it. The fifth thing. Are we doing those? No, we're in violation of those five things that even one of the founding fathers or the third president said, this is exactly what you should do as government. This is your job. We've gotten away from that. What do you do? Do you move to another country? Codgerville over at WordPress.com did a great job. Codgerville. It's got some really good insights. Is it time to flee Babylon, he says. Well, I read this with interest, but you know what? You cannot flee. If you're trying to flee because of persecution as a Christian, it's not going to happen. This is going to be global. Get ready to dig in. But as for our country, what are our options? I say go to the very document that we're going to be celebrating next week. The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind require that they should declare the causes which impel them to be the separation. Something to think about. Let's reread the declaration. We'll talk to you next week. God bless. This is John Jacob Schmidt.